Blessed New Year, brothers and sisters. Today we're going to read in the letter of the author to the Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. I will be reading from New International Version. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, and through whom He made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. After He had provided purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. So He became as much superior to the angels as the name He has inherited is superior to theirs. Wow. Good news. Who is Jesus Christ? As we enter into 2018, we are answering to this question that Jesus Christ is the one who came to start the last part of our history. He is there as the last prophet. That means that from the book of Genesis to Malachi, we can say to John Baptist, all these prophets, there is no one, even Moses, is not like Jesus Christ. Moses prophesied that God will send one who is be greater than him. Jesus Christ is the mediator, he is the prophet. Who is he? Jesus Christ is the heir of everything. Jesus Christ, who is he? He is God, he is the Son of God. Now we understand why he is the greater one, he is the better one. He is the mediator who is bringing us directly to his Father. We know also that Jesus Christ is the one who is taking away our sins. We have been told that he came to purify our soul, our spirit, from all the pollution. So in this year, let's enter knowing that we are the children of God. Our identity is like the identity of our Savior. He's the spokesperson. We are also spokespeople of God to our generation. May the Lord bless us.